Biden names anti-Israel activist Adam Schiff Admar bitter to senior intel role. By Deborah Brand on January 26, 2021. President Joe Biden has appointed former anti-Israel activist Mar Bitter, who was also heavily involved in the first impeachment of former President Donald Trump, to the role of Senior Director for Intelligence Programs at the National Security Council. I am thrilled to see him in his new post, though we will certainly miss him on the committee, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff told Politico. I can't think of anyone more suited to the role than Mar. As Schiff's top legal advisor, Bitter, who is Palestinian-American, helped steward the impeachment process against Trump. Mar also served in the National Security Council under former President Barack Obama, as Director for Israeli and Palestinian Affairs. Bitter is also one of the executive board members of Students for Justice in Palestine, a radical anti-Israel campus group. Writing at Front Page Mag, journalist Daniel Greenfield noted that Bitter will now be in charge of the most classified information between the White House and the intelligence community. Greenfield wrote, "The job of Senior Director for Intelligence at the National Security Council is supposed to go to an intelligence professional. How did an anti-Israel activist go from helping host a conference for an organization whose speakers have supported Islamic terrorism to a top intelligence job?" Greenfield went on to note that Bitter had run a session describing how to best demonize Israel, facilitated a Palestinian Student Society summit addressed by Joseph Massad, who had called Israel a Jewish supremacist state and praised terrorism, appeared to dance in a keffiyeh in front of a banner reading, "Divest from Israel apartheid," and argued that Israel's rejection of their right to return remains the main obstacle to finding a durable solution. The so-called Palestinian right of return is one of the core issues at the heart of the conflict, and one to which Israel will never agree. It calls for Palestinian refugees from 1948's War of Independence, and their millions of descendants, to return to their ancestral homes in Israel proper, a move that would spell the end of the Jewish state by demographic means.